We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
.821 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Wow, Ginny reminds me that it was 7 years ago this week that Apple and U2 teamed up to download a free copy of the band's latest album. That did not go well, if you remember. People were not happy because everybody's waking up saying, why do I have this on my phone? So Apple had to actually turn around and come up with a plan to delete the albums from customers' iTunes accounts. That was not a good move. Nobody came out looking good in that deal. One of the few missteps of Apple over the years. Yesterday, they were in the news unveiling a new line of iPhones, iPads, and watches. And joining us right now to talk more about that and kind of her takeaway from it, somebody who does this for a living, iPhone Life Magazine, Donna Cleveland. iPhone Life based in Iowa, I understand. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You're in Iowa?
Yep, I'm in Fairfield, Iowa.
There you go. Well, welcome here. Let's get your takeaway. What did you make of, because it was a new iWatch, it was a couple new iPads, and of course the iPhones, which is their huge moneymaker, but what was your takeaway? What did you think about yesterday's presentation and what Apple's doing here?
Well, I feel like this year the updates were somewhat iterative. We didn't see a lot of the rumored features that would have been a little more exciting for people. Like, for instance, with the Apple Watch, we were expecting a blood glucose sensor. With the iPhones, there wasn't as much of a redesign as we thought there might have been. For instance, the in-screen Touch ID, we didn't get that this year. But I think if you haven't updated in the last couple of years, there's still a lot of like useful everyday features that will make a difference for people. The better battery life in both the iPhone models, for instance, that's pretty great for everyday use. And the Apple Watch, I personally am really excited about buying. And then, of course, there's a lot of people who love the iPad mini and have been waiting for an upgraded one for a long time. And that there's a huge leap in the specs for the iPad mini now. So I know the people that are excited about the iPad mini will love that.
Two things that you mentioned. The first one is you're talking about the phone. You're talking to me with that because my phone is a few years old and I've got an XR. And so There are enough things on this new one to get me to jump in, right? Like the 12 didn't do much for me, but it's like, okay, now there's enough that I feel like I'm far, far enough removed from the phone that I currently have that there are enough new features and certainly the cameras, if nothing else. What I'm amazed about is every time these folks come out, the cameras get better and better to the point where at some point they're going to have to be good enough because our eye is not going to be able to detect how much better the phone is, right? Like our eyes can only absorb so much, but they are pretty remarkable.
I agree. Yeah, I think waiting a couple years, 2 to 3 years between phones for most people makes sense. You know, working at iPhone Life, I upgrade pretty much every year. But, stacked up over a couple of years, you will notice a visual difference in the photos, even if you don't know exactly why. And Apple is doing a good job, too, of adding in some cool new features, like the cinematic mode for the new that actually is across the board with the iPhone 13 line will let you do that portrait mode effect in videos where you blur out the background. And so you can get a lot more like a professional look when you're shooting video. So they are adding cool new features, not just like, oh, the photos are brighter. The sensors are larger, things like that. Yeah. They also have a new feature, those photographic scenes. that let you apply certain kind of curated looks to all your photos so you can have a consistent look that's signature to you. There are a couple of things that were cool, but yeah, I do agree that if you have an iPhone 12, I don't know that I would take the leap and get the 13 this year. But if you've been waiting a couple of years or longer, the new phones have a lot of appeal.
Donna Cleveland with iPhone Life magazine here on WCCO. The other thing I was struck by their, again, I call it the dog and pony show because it is a really slick presentation. They're the masters of this. And they talk you into things you don't even need. I need that because it looks cool. But one of the things that I really noticed in the presentation yesterday was how much they were using the iPads in particular with people who were working and how you can see how the business model clearly is to get these iPads, especially the iPad mini, continuing to get it into work settings, either pilots or healthcare or whatever. And I think that was just... And I've noticed this, maybe you have too, over the last couple of years, that's kind of, this is an all-encompassing product that they want to move into that sector. Is that fair?
Yes. I think as long as I've been at iPhone Life, I've seen Apple trying to push the iPad as a computer that can take on, like, work tasks for people. And I do think the iPad has some really cool applications. And at this point, you know, especially with the Pro line, it has the M1 chip, the same chip that goes into their MacBooks at this point. So it is a really powerful device. But I do, from my own experience, I do think that the operating system, since it's still the mobile operating system, is a lot more limited than a desktop. So I don't know that it can really replace a computer. It can be a great additional device. I did notice, too, yesterday with the iPad mini presentation that they do seem to be pushing it for students and for kids.
Yes.
It's a $500 device, so that is an expensive thing to buy your kid. But, there's a lot of applications that can help that kids can do their homework or homeschooling. That, to me, seems like a pretty compelling use for the iPad mini. More so than for the workplace.
And I thought the price points, because you mentioned the mini is like $500, but the regular size iPad starts at like $300. And the other point was with the iPhone 13, it's only, I think, $100 more than the 12 right now. Of course, that doesn't factor in any
of
the...
Hey, everyone, it's Laura from Garden.
Sorry about that. That doesn't factor in any of the any of the things that you might get from your local, Verizon or AT&T or that sort of thing.
Yeah, sorry, I just lost you there for a moment when something cut in. What was that last point you were saying?
No, I was just saying that the price points don't include any of the incentives that might come from the local carriers. But generally speaking, the 13 is only about $100 more than the 12 at this point.
Yes. Yeah, they're expensive devices no matter what, but I agree with you. In some ways, you can justify getting one of the higher end models pretty easily because you're like, well, I'm really only spending an extra $100 or an extra $200 to get the really premium one.
And that's how they get you, right? That's how they get me to spend all of this stupid money on this stupid stuff that I might need or I might not, but I talk myself into it. It's amazing. again, they're pretty good at what they do. This just in. Donna Cleveland, iPhone Life magazine, based in Iowa. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. It was great talking with you.
All right. We'll see you later. It is 8:29 here at WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.